welcome to another episode of In the Life of Sean Powers. He keeps you entertained on the morning show on My 104.3 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But what is he like after the show? Well, here you go.
Greetings and salutations, everybody, from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. It's another edition of In the Life of Sean Powers podcast. And again, I don't know how long my podcasts are going to be. You know, each week it could go from 12 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, if I just feel like, you know, having diarrhea of the mouth, or it could go 5 minutes. It just depends on what I want to get out, you know, on the podcast. So again, thank you for taking a few minutes to cut into this podcast. This one is a touchy subject, and there's been some issues going on in the Mount Pleasant area, in the Beale City area, for a little while now. And it reared its ugly head probably about a month ago, I would say. And this is the whole thing with St. Joseph the Worker and the school, and the not really the school per se, but more of the priest that is running the local chapter of the church there. And there's also some other issues at some other churches in the area over the situation. So, and I don't know, again, this was a hot topic a couple of weeks ago, and people go, well, why are you talking about it now? Because I feel like I've got to speak up. This is my podcast, so this is my personal opinion on everything that went down. That's what I like to do. I like to hear both sides of a story before I just jump to a conclusion. I've always been inquisitive like that, where I want to know both sides of a story before I just pass a judgment on it. Well, you know, people come to me all the time and go, so what do you think of this story? Blah, blah, blah. And you hear it from one side, and I'm like, well, what's the other side say? Oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Okay? It does matter. And again, there are two sides to every story, and then there's the truth in the middle. And again, I was always taught that. So today I'm talking about the situation with a local artist, because he's written a book, and then he read a book or whatever to some students. His name is Dominic Thrasher. He's also known as Mikey Shahan Stahl. And I did not know until I, did a little research on him as a person. I didn't know he had ALS. I did Lou Gehrig's disease. They're doing a benefit for him here in the Mount Pleasant area on Saturday, May 4th. If you can go, it's great. I'm going to give it a quick plug here. It's happening this time at Maury Courts, which originally was supposed to be at Sacred Heart Academy. And I'm like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, they moved it from there to Maury Courts. Thank you, Maury Courts, for opening your doors and being so gracious to have it there. There's going to be a silent auction starting at 4, and the live auction will start around 6 o'clock or so. So January of last year, 2023, Mikey is his name, Dominic, whatever, was diagnosed with this the ALS, and I can't even pronounce it. I'm going to try it. It's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. And what they're going to do is they're putting on this fundraiser, and all the money will help with growing expenses in his fight against this thing. With this benefit, there's a pulled pork dinner and refreshments. It's a $10 donation for adults suggested, $5 for kids age 6 to 18, and $30 if you want to bring your family out with you. Cash donations can be made. Cash donations for this benefit can be made at any Isabella Bank location. And Dominic Thrasher ALS benefit. Make sure you specify that if you drop off a donation at Isabella Bank, or you can use Venmo. That's what I use, and I'm gonna throw some cash into the mix here, because I firmly believe that the situation at hand here is the guy's got ALS. He's got Lou Gehrig's disease. Mounting bills, insurance, I'm sure, doesn't cover even half of it with the way everything's going up and inflation and everything. And just insurance sucks anyway. I hate to say it, but it does. It sucks right now in 2024 to have insurance. I'd rather have it than not have it. Don't get me wrong. But it's not going to cover everything that this guy needs, and you know, his regular living expenses, I'm sure it's going above and beyond that for the treatments and stuff like that. And he says, I've chosen a new mantra to live by. This is what Dominic says. I'm going to win at life for as long as I can. If I can leave you all with this, life truly is short. We all die. Fact. It's just some earlier than others. This is a direct quote from him. Stop worrying so much. Make a life of things that you want to do or achieve. So he's inspiring here. Start now by checking them off and achieving them. No regrets, not even one letter. No, there's no regrets, and that's Dominic. So, I haven't met Dominic as of the recording of this podcast here. He's supposed to come to the station here in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to get some stuff here at their station because we're supporting the benefit. And so back to the whole thing that went down with Beale City, the church or whatever. So my side of it is, or for my take of it is, the guy was asked or somehow got invited go read at the school of St. Joseph the Worker to a group of kids for reading is, March's Reading Month. And he graciously accepted. He apparently did go in and did read to the kids. Some people found out who he was, got upset about it, and raised a holy stink, literally a holy stink about it, pun intended here. So this guy also happens to be somebody who is not afraid to speak up, not afraid to speak his mind about who he is. He is a gay guy. You know, he doesn't follow the Catholic Church's lead, according to what they've said at Beale City Church. Okay, he doesn't share the same values as they do, and that's where Father Tom and he came out and he basically said that. Now, then that started a crap storm with everybody, and there was protest and people going, "Well, this priest there, this father, he's pulled stories like this in the past, and they've had protests, and the protesters were telling their sides of the story." And then I'm thinking, okay, let me go see Father Tom Held's side of things. And his thing is, look, you don't share our faith, That to me is wrong to say that he doesn't share the faith, okay? Because faith to me is more than just Catholicism. I'm not saying Catholicism is right or wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying here is, the faith is, how do you know his faith? How do you know? Have you talked to him about his faith? Have you asked him about it? Or did you just judge him, Father, on being a gay guy reading to kids and people got upset and you're getting pressure from, whoever complained or whatever? I don't know the inside story on that 100%, but I know there was complaints about him coming to read because he is a gay man. Now, I don't know if those are the reasons why Father Tom Held said it. No, he's like, he doesn't share our Catholic values. That started the crap storm there. Then I know, people went to the diocese and they were like, well, we need to, file their complaints against Father Tom in any position. If somebody's got to complain about it, file your complaint. I mean, everybody has a right to do that, right? And speak their mind and say, look, this is wrong. I feel there's an injustice here, a huge injustice. So they went ahead and they reached out to the diocese in Saginaw, and the diocese said, no, Father Tom, according to what we think and see and what we've been able to gather, doing their own investigation in the Diocese of Saginaw, Father Tom didn't do anything wrong, anything fireable or anything like that. So now there's a petition. I know there was a petition, and I don't know if there still is one, to have Father Tom removed from the church there in Beale City. And then there was some other stuff going on with Sacred Heart Academy. I know that Dominic did attend the Catholic school and he graduated from there. And then when he went to go speak at a graduation not too long ago, he was told he's not allowed to because he's gay, because the guy, he's a sinner. Look, here's the thing. If you guys want to throw God into the mix here, he's gay or not gay, whatever. It's not for us to judge other people and cast them out. That is not our job. That's the job of our Creator, if you believe in the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible clearly states, is that, he's the judge, we're not the judge. So how are we able to come out and judge this guy for, this? And did he do anything wrong? No. All the guy did was read to students. That's all he was doing. I just want to see how it plays out, at the very end there. But Dominic is Mikey Shahan Stahl. He's supposed to be coming to the radio station here. We're going to talk more about the ALS benefit. So as a radio station, to help support somebody in a benefit, a local benefit, yes, that's what we do. We're not discriminatory at all. We are a radio station that is locally owned and community minded. Bob and Lori Peters own the station. They live here by 104.3 Buck 92 and the platform here for mymichiganpodcast.com. We are under the branch of the company. It's called Latitude Media, and we support people in our community. You know, if there was somebody that died in a house fire, God forbid, our stations are there for them because, you know, we are the mouthpiece. We get the word out of events going on. We can't, unfortunately, can't make it to every event that is out there, but we do support these events because we are about our community. And it doesn't, I don't care if somebody's gay or not gay, or somebody goes to church, doesn't go to church, or somebody is this, or somebody is that, or somebody does this, or somebody says that, or whatever. We're all humans. We all need help from time to time. We all struggle with stuff. And so that's why we're wrapping our arms around the whole thing with Dominic Thrasher, because of the ALS that he's battling. And I tell you what, ALS, it's an ugly disease. And the guy's attitude, just by this quote here, is he hurt by these comments that people have made about? I'm sure. You know, and again, it's blown way up. It's gotten so much attention, and I think it should. I would love to have, you know, Father Tom or somebody from the diocese representing Father Tom and Dominic here and doing a podcast with us, so we could, you know, we could all sit down and maybe find some common ground and commonalities and see what we can do to help smooth the situation. I'm open for that on my podcast here, because this is my podcast. These are my views and opinions. This is stuff that affects me in my life. Well, I live in this area. This is definitely affecting me because I see it all over the place in the news and stuff. And you know what? The justice needs to be served here. Should the guy be fired? Should he be moved? That's not for me to decide. I'm not the judge and jury in this case. But from a human standpoint, I personally think the words that were said were wrong. You know, and some people, well, maybe it's misinterpreted. I don't see how you can misinterpret what he said to him. So I would love to have, again, somebody from the diocese on this podcast, or Father Tom himself. But I know what people are saying about him. And, you know, people go, well, he's got a history of this. He's done this before to other people. And, you know, they're, you know, he's this. Well, I'd like to sit down and meet the guy and let me formulate my own opinion on who this person is. And I'm not for him or against him. I just want to hear what he's got to say. And if he can or can't say anything at all, that's fine too. But Dominic Thrasher is somebody we're going to support because of the ALS benefit. And that's what we do. So again, I want to read this one more time. This is his direct quote. If you have any comments or opinions or suggestions or anything you want to add to this, please reach out to me on the show here. I'm going to leave you with this though. This is the words of Dominic. He says, I've chosen a new mantra to live by. I'm going to win at life for as long as I can. If I can leave you all with this, life truly is short. We all die. It's just some earlier than others. Stop worrying so much. Make a list of things you want to do or achieve. Start now by checking them off and achieving them. No regrets, Dominic. Until next time, Sean Powers and The Life. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to In the Life of Sean Powers weekly podcast. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, our affiliates, or My 104.3 and Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.